This episode of the Creative Home Podcast is brought to you by The Staging Toolkit. Real estate agents, and more specifically, sellers agents, are you helping your clients stage their home? If so, then maybe you have a few questions. You're probably rating your own home and removing things you can use in your client's home, and now your house looks bare, am I right? Maybe you want to have your own small staging inventory, but aren't sure what to get. Or you have the accessories, but aren't sure how to set them up right. If this is you, then let me introduce you to the Staging Toolkit. The Staging Toolkit is full of diagrams and cheat sheets on how to set up the accessories in your home, whether it's the home office, mantle, or coffee table. Using what you have in your inventory, gather all the accessories as shown in the diagrams and make your client's home look like it came from a magazine. That way you know exactly what to do and do it at your own pace. If this is something that you need right now, head over to my website, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com/staging toolkit, all one word, and get your staging toolkit now. Stop feeling jealous of all those other real estate agents who stage their clients' homes and make it look so easy. Get the confidence you need and stop guessing which accessories to use with the staging toolkit. So if you want to make your house appeal to more buyers, get this toolkit. If you want buyers to flock to your home and make offers, or if you just want to get the best and highest offer on your client's home, check out the staging toolkit by making it look like it came off a magazine cover. Download the staging toolkit today and transform your home into something that buyers will love and make offers to buy your client's home. Our living rooms. We either hate them or love them. We have spent a lot of time lately in living rooms, binge watching Netflix movies, especially during the pandemic. Some of us have even spent more time on the couch since March of 2020. There was actually a study done on the most time spent in a room, and they found that most people spend time in the kitchen, followed by time in the living room, or the room with the TV, and the bedroom. And it makes sense. We need to eat, relax, and sleep, right? But if you can't relax because your living room doesn't feel comfy, then you start to think, well, what can I do to make it more me? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Give you five living room updates you can easily do under $100. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and today I want to talk about living rooms and how you can update them for under $100. Now, living rooms are supposed to reflect our personalities. Maybe you had some hand-me-downs or secondhand pieces. Maybe you were trying out things. And if you're not happy with how the living room makes you feel, you can easily update it for under $100. Now, you can do this for when you are currently living in your home or to help you stage your living room. So, again, we're talking about accessories, not the furniture, okay? Your furniture pieces can be enhanced by the accessories in the room. And accessories are what reflect your style or appeal to buyers and complete the look in the room. So, starting with the furniture arrangement, you need to make sure you only have items in the living room that actually go in the living room. An exercise bike or a kids' play area are not normally part of this room. I know, some of you are thinking, well, I can't put those things anywhere else. This is something that may be causing you stress and making you feel like your living room is not up to snuff. You want the room to be used and not feel like a museum. Baby toys can be hidden in ottomans with lids or baskets, like, you know, put them in a baskets in a bookshelf. You can minimize the baby look and kick it up a notch to be more of an adult living room by hiding those items. And if you need help arranging the furniture, you can check out my living room layouts. It's a digital product on my website. I have all sorts of layouts in there if you have an open concept, a square living room, or a rectangular living room. And I'll leave the link in the show notes. So once you have the living room furniture set up, you can now work on the accessories around the room. Okay? Decide what colors you may want to use in the room to help you accessorize. If you are more modern or contemporary, you may have more white with green and wood accents. If you are boho chic, you will have more colors to work with. So it really depends on the style and what colors you want to use. Think about maybe using something as a starting off point, like a piece of artwork, okay? What colors are in that artwork? Or maybe you have a rug that you really want to keep. What are the colors in there that you can use to help enhance and accessorize your living room, okay? So once you decide on your color palette, the rest is easy. First, the first living room update under $100 is to change out your throw pillows, okay? Throw pillows can help add color, texture, and warmth into a living room, and you really only need two per couch. Each pillow can run about $15 to $25 each, depending on the style. And there's lots of different places you can go to find these. But pillow covers are also an option here too, if you want to keep the existing ones, but just want to change out the color or the texture. Throw pillows are great accessories to help stage a home as well, okay? So, like I said, there's lots of places you can get throw pillows from, whether you go to TJ Maxx, Hobby Lobby has throw pillow covers online, you know, Wayfair, all those kinds of different places, okay? So take a look. Lots of times they have lots of sales, okay? The next thing you can add is a throw blanket. A throw blanket is another way to introduce color into a room, and you can change it out with each season. In the winter, you can have a gray or a green blanket. In the spring, it could change to yellow or green. Remove it for the summer because obviously you won't need it in the summer. And then have a green or orange one for the fall. So notice how I said green, green, green in three different seasons. You can do that and keep it for all the seasons or change it out depending on the season, okay? It all depends on the color of your couch too. If the couch is a neutral color, like a brown, gray, or beige, you can find some throw blankets that stand out against the neutral color in many different colors. Lots of colors can go with that. Purple, you know, the new very Perry color by Pantone can easily go with a beige, a brown, or a gray couch, okay? There's lots of ways to introduce color into your room. And a throw blanket can start around $25 and can go up from there. Now, again, bargain shop, you know, other places, maybe Target has some sales going on. So just take a look around and see what they've got going, okay? Third, you can change out the artwork in your room. So I talked about artwork using as a jumping off point before, but maybe you're just not happy with that artwork, okay? In my case, I have an open concept room, meaning there is very little wall space. I only have space for two large pictures. And canvas art pieces are an inexpensive way to add color to your living room. Framed pieces can cost a lot more, but if you have them, then consider maybe moving them to another room if they just don't give you the vibe you are going after. No one said that one art piece has to go in the living room. Change it out. I had a large military drawing my husband bought to remember his time after 9/11 and his deployments. It was beautifully framed, and we ended up hanging it on the staircase landing. So it's a beautiful piece of artwork, but it didn't quite go with, you know, the living room. So I like canvas artwork because they are light, easy to hang, and are less expensive than other pieces. And you can find them easier depending on the size. And they can start between $60 to $80. I've seen canvas pieces that you can get for like $30 to $40 at like Ross, TJ Maxx, even Lowe's, the home improvement store Lowe's. Yeah. Have you gone to the home section lately? Go check it out, okay? So the fourth item to help you update your living room are your lamps. Do you have any? Sometimes just adding light to the room is enough to make it feel more inviting. In my current household in our living room, because we're renting it, it's got some dinky little lights on the ceiling, And it's not very bright. It gives you general lighting, but it's not very warm, you know? So I have two table lamps and a floor lamp in the living room, okay? And each one, you know, depending, especially if you're reading, you know, gives you more light for your activity, whatever it's gonna be, okay? Lamps come in many different shapes and sizes, and it can to bring in the look that you want. Maybe you want a more metal one. Maybe you want a more ceramic type of lamp. I tend to stay with more neutral beige lamp shades, but the body is what helps reflect your style. Is it tall? Is it industrial looking, or more traditional, more ceramic? Lamps can start around $25 to $50, depending on the style you are looking for. Take a look at lamps. Maybe it's too short. Maybe there's not giving you enough. So when you're sitting up, you know, on your couch, the lamp should not be shorter than you when you're sitting. It should be actually taller so that the light can reflect on your book if you're reading it, you know, or if you're doing something on the couch, okay? And finally, the last thing you can do to update the room is paint the walls. Yeah, wall color is a personal choice, and some of you love beige while others swear by white or gray. Paint can go a long ways towards updating the look of a room. Even painting built-in bookcases in the living room can help brighten it up. A home we bought in Virginia had wood paneling in one particular room I'll call a den. It was a nice, big, long room, and the home sellers wisely painted the wood paneling a light beige color. You would not know that it was wood paneling until you got closer to it. But we lived with that wood paneling and would have left it up had we not decided to do some construction in the room. So paint can go a long way towards updating the look in the room, whether you're doing it for yourself or staging your home to sell. Paint can run from $25 a gallon or more, and it depends on how many walls you have to paint. So in the end, by changing out a few accessories like pillows, blankets, artwork, lamps, and paint, you can give your living room a whole new look. If you want some more ideas on using accessories in your home and how to arrange a mantle or a bookcase, I also provide a living room staging bundle on my website to help you stage your home with accessories. And again, I'll leave that link in the show notes as well. So I hope this inspires you, gives you some great ideas to update your living room, because maybe you've been sitting in it for a while and thinking, oh gosh, we need to do something in here. These are just some ideas to get you started. And if you do change it up, I would love to hear from you. Send me a DM on Instagram, you know, let me know, hey, yeah, I love those ideas, or I changed this and it made all the difference in the world. So I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I will talk to you later. If you love this episode, please share it with family and friends, and I would love to get your feedback. One listener said, I used Kasha's Creative Home podcast as my main guide for how to stage our home. If that sounds like you, please consider rating and reviewing my podcast. This helps me support more people to help them sell their home or decorate their new one. Click and scroll to the bottom, tap to rate with 5 stars, and select write a review. Also, if you haven't done so already, follow the podcast. That way you don't miss a single episode.